As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yes, and the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to the Tuesday, March the 17th. Tuesday, March the 17th, as I get my tongue in order here. 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. So much to go through today. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. We're on oraclebroadcasting.com, the official homepage, the webpage, the home site of Become Vocal Local and the Oracle Broadcasting Network. We're on the web also at vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info, and elsewhere. My name is William Roberts, and I've got a pile of news. We've got a lot of facts to deal with. Maybe we'll find some solutions in all this. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time. We're going to look at a little bit more about equality, fraternity, equality. Yes, right, all of that rot. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or simply pick up the telephone and call in. You can call for those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area. Call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on the air. And from around America and around the world, you can call toll-free at 866-841-1065. Again, that's 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. Again, that's host@vocallocal.org. So simple. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96. Out of a little town called Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Exeter, Missouri, the Big Mo to me, 65647. Again, those websites are vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold is resilient, treading water above 900. We're going to go into that a bit. We'll talk about growth, bowing to the east, development in the Doha region. We'll go there, look at that. We'll go into part two, equality, opportunity versus outcome, you decide. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Active trading, New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Tuesday, March the 17th, 2009. This is the way it was stacking up. Gold was off $9.10, trading at $914 an ounce. Silver was off 6 cents, trading at $12.83 an ounce. Platinum off $11, seems like a trend, doesn't it? Off $11, trading at $1,045 an ounce. Palladium off $2, trading at $196 an ounce. Definitely a down day, starting the Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 7 points at closing yesterday to 7,216. The NASDAQ closed yesterday down 27 points at 1,404. The U.S. DX, the U.S. dollar exchange, the only critter in the bunch that's up today in those indices that we follow here on Become Vocal Local. U.S. DX was up 17 basis points, trading at 87.18 or 87.18. I guess I said that the way I said it the first time. Crude oil off 30 cents. Trading at 47.05. Looking at that spread between the highs and the lows in the spot market. The spot market was low this morning, was 9.11.40. The high was 9.24.90. We're looking at about a $12, $13 spread. That's what it looks like. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Tuesday, March 17th, 2009, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local. My name is William Roberts. Went over some of the closing markets or the active trading markets that was on the web this morning, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everything was down today. Gold was off $9.10, trading at $914. That doesn't sound all that bad to me, actually, but, you know, for people that are in the market at much higher prices than that, perhaps they could be trembling right now as the market quivers and shakes. But we're going to find out a little bit more about that and why it's quivering and shaking as this morning's broadcast ensues. Back to the foreign exchanges, the Canadian dollar running about 79 cents U.S., the Mexican peso about 7 cents U.S., had a brief flurry of chats last evening with one of our chat roomers, Mr. Gringo, for those of you who know who he is, filled me in on a bunch of general information, commodity dollars, so land prices, oil, gas, that sort of thing, in Mexico. It seems that 7 cent peso goes a long ways down there. We can't quite seem to stretch it that far up here, but of course they're far more socialized and subsidized than we are. The euro running right now about $1.30 U.S. If you want to fill your pockets up with euros, you're going to have to pay $1.30 for each of those. The British pound, worse than that, $1.40. So all kinds of things going on in the marketplace today, market up, market down. Some of this is kind of like funny money. I don't know. It's interesting. This out of Reuters in India. Actually, it's a Tokyo article, but it was through Reuters India. precious. Gold falls at scrap dealers sell, ETF at record high. We've been hearing about this for some time. How much more scrap do the India gold dealers have to throw into the market? What do they got? You know, mountains of gold under their bed or something? They sweep the floor and they come up with this much gold? I don't know. But they seem to be bringing a lot of pressure on the market by selling scrap, gold scrap. Probably a lot of gold jewelry manufacturers in India, just a guess on my part. A lot of these wedding gifts that people got tired of, gold jewelry, things that the clasp broke or the bingles and the bangles and all of the rest of that rot, who knows what it is. Gold hairpins, I have no idea. They must be just combing the whole country for this much gold. But anyway, they keep saying, talking about the pressure that the gold market is feeling as India dumps its scrap gold. Here's the article out of Tokyo, March 17th, Reuters. Gold fell 0.4% on Tuesday, coming under pressure from selling by scrap dealers to lock in profits around the $920 per ounce range, while a rise in regional stock markets suggested some recovery in risk appetite. In other words, the people that get involved in the paper markets, the electronic markets and whatnot, are coming back in, just sticking their toe in, seeing if they can burn their other foot off, I suppose. Trade was slow as Japanese institutional investors curbed activity before the fiscal year end on March 31st. Well, that gives us a little bit of an indicator there, doesn't it? As we come to a fiscal year end, it's the blowout sales, I suppose, maybe something along that line. And because the physical business in mainland China was quiet. Quote, sell orders from scrap dealers in the region are now lined up around 920, down from 940 and 930 previously, close quote, said Kanami Gokan, Japanese, I imagine, deputy general manager at the Okado Shoji Co. in Tokyo. All that aside, quote, as long as the market maintains the current downtrend, such selling will not subside. Overwhelming speculative buying. So the market is in a downtrend. In other words, prices are going down. So people are selling their scrap gold, and they're saying that speculative buying is not going to come back into the market until it starts going back up again. I guess that's the way it is in America, too. We always seem to buy when it's high and sell when it's low or dropping. I don't know why, but that's just the way it is. The world's largest gold, let's see. No, let me go to this one. As long as the market maintains the current downtrend, such selling will not subside. Overwhelming speculative buying, I reiterate, he said, referring to a steady inflow of money into the world's largest gold-backed exchange-traded fund. Wow. Say that three times rapidly. Nevertheless, we keep coming back to this same animal, this geranimal that seems to be standing in the living room, and none of the gold people seem to want to talk about it. Why? I don't know. But I'm not liking the looks of it myself. Call me a conspiracy whack job, you know, one of those tinfoil-wearing hat folks. But the world's largest gold-backed ETF, the SPDR Gold Trust, GLD, said its holdings hit a record 1,069.05 tons as of March 16th. That would be yesterday, up 12.23 tons, or 1.2% from the previous day, buying tons of gold each day. Now, are they taking delivery of this stuff? Are they buying up the scrap gold, boxes and sacks and stacks of scrap gold? Are they doing that, folks? I don't know. Somebody melting it down and throwing it on the market? It seems to me when all of the gold in the marketplace is moving towards similar hands, we need to be paying attention. Spot gold was trading at 918 per ounce early, blah, 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 down 0.4% from New York's notional close of 922.55 on Monday. It earlier fell as low as 916 off a Monday low of 914.70 and 14% above a January trough of 801.65. Gold cleared the psychological barrier of $1,000. Well, we've been through all of that. In the last couple of days, the market has been pretty quiet in Asia. The trading range is just stuck between 910 and 940, said a precious metals trader in Hong Kong. Underlining slow trade in the region, trading a volume of gold futures of the Tokyo Commodity Exchange totaled only 43,219 lots on Monday, down sharply from the daily average of 64,670 lots last month and 72,458 lots in March of last year. And that's quite a drop, all right. The key TOCOM gold futures contract for February delivery fell 9 yen to 2,925 yen per gram. Kind of tough when you have to break it up between yens and grams of gold. I don't know anybody that buys gold by the gram, but I guess when you're dealing in yen, I guess you would have to do that. Asia Pacific stock markets outside of Japan rose almost 2% on Tuesday after a minor drop on Wall Street snapped a four-day rising streak amid hopes of U.S. recession maybe bottoming out. Can you believe that? This is the kind of stuff that's going around. I guess if Reuters continues to talk about it, the rest of the world will start to believe it. I don't think that the U.S. recession is going to bottom out for some time in the future. Nevertheless, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said on Sunday, and we've all gone through this yesterday, the United States should start recovering from the recession next year. His comments boosted risk appetite with stocks rising and gold and the dollar dipping. Monetary policy meetings are scheduled in Japan and the United States. We'll pick that up on the other side. Stay with us.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Oh.
And we are back once again, going into some more of this market news. You know, I don't know how many of you have ever taken the time to look on the internet and find out anything at all about Dubai, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Dubai Ports World, any of that, or look at the relationship or the triangle that has been formed between London, Dubai, and New York City. It's a new triangle. It's not really new, but it's gaining a lot of ground. This is an article out of Commodity Online, Dubai. The city of gold, is Dubai Gold ETF a good investment? Now to Dubai again. They witnessed a major event last week when the NASDAQ Dubai and World Gold Council launched its first gold exchange traded fund. Now who is the World Gold Council? The World Gold Council is the chief head behind this SPDR Gold Trust, GLD, that we've been talking about. Now they're creating a new exchange-traded fund, this Dubai Gold Exchange-Traded Fund. You see, there's another system of investment in gold that's coming online here. I think the gold SPDR came around 2004, I believe, when it came online. And again, I'm trying to wade through this 90-some page prospectus in my spare time so that I can tell you a little bit more about what's going down in this exchange-traded fund monster, this behemoth that seems to be buying up gold every place. But now they're launching this new one over in Dubai. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Dubai than I ordinarily would, because there's lots of news about that I'd like to bring out. But considering the increased demand for gold across the globe, the Dubai Gold ETF, which is both Sharia compliant for Islamic investors, and that's an important consideration, folks, reported on a big meeting that they had, Islamic Finance 101, when the Barry the Usurper and the boys were coming into office. There are money players that are paying attention all over the globe to Sharia-compliant investment strategies in banking simply because they seem to have the money on the planet and we better pay attention to the customer. Anyway, that's just basic market, free market common sense. But going back to this article here, it says with this Dubai Gold ETF, which is both Sharia compliant for Islamic investors and 100% backed by physical allocated gold, and it's expected to lure a lot of investors soon. So this is a kind of like a gold standard rising up here inside of the exchange trade funds markets. They say that it's 100% backed by physical allocated gold. How many people share this physical allocated gold in this warehouse in London, I have to ask? How many other people? I know the SPDR, their custodian is in London as well. And now we have this Dubai ETF warehoused in London. People don't take physical delivery. If you haven't looked into this exchange traded fund buying, you don't take physical delivery. You're buying shares, if you will. GLD, I think, is running $73 and change today for a 1/10 ounce of gold. That's lower than spot. I don't know how they are doing that. But, of course, the gold doesn't really change hands. You just got a share in there. The Dubai Gold ETF has started trading under the ticket symbol GOLD, G-O-L-D. The Gold ETF is the first new launch on the NASDAQ Dubai in 2009. And the one-time 60 basis point charge is exactly the same as other existing ETFs. Commenting on the launch, World Gold Council, the WGC, if you haven't been to the World Gold Council website, it's informative. It's there. You can go take a look at it. I did. Lots of things that you can discover on their website. But they're behind a lot of this. And look at it from the standpoint of they're being the gold producers of the world and the primary traders. It's to their advantage to keep the excitement up on gold. That helps to keep the price up, keeps to drive the market, doesn't it? And they're behind these exchange-traded funds. So is the McGraw-Hill companies, another interesting phenomena, I guess. But back to the article again. It's very important to understand the difference between unallocated and allocated gold. The Dubai ETF has allocated gold, so there is no third party between the metal and its owner. The ETF certificate is an entitlement to 1/10 of an ounce of gold. And that is important. But how would you collect it? Would you have to go to London to pick it up? Analysts said the concept of allocated gold will make Dubai ETF sufficiently different to attract regional investors. Which regional investors are we talking about? Of course, we're talking about Asia. You know, you've heard over and over and over again, like some kind of a sad song about the war in the Middle East. Well, it's really, technically, is it, a war in the Middle East? For those of you who have encyclopedias or atlases or things that you can refer to, you'll realize that there has, for many, many, many years, been an area or a region, if you will, a belt of countries known as the Near East. And then there's the Middle East. And then there's the Far East. And all of them, Near East, which includes Israel, Gaza, obviously, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, Egypt, that's Near East, if memory serves me right. And then there's the Middle East, which is the next band, the Arab countries, Iraq, and so on. And then there's the Far East, India, China, so on, Malaysia, Japan. So there's these three different bands, these three different regions, but we're, because of the deliberate dumbing down, I think, of the American sheeple, we're forgetting that. And so we just call it all either Asia or we call it all Middle East. But back to the article here. He says, analysts said that the concept of allocated gold again will make the Dubai ETF sufficiently different to attract regional investors. Most of those people in that region are Islamics, Mohammedans, Mahomets, or Mohammedans. Lots of different ways to say that depending on what century you happen to live in. World Gold Council is an organization formed and funded by the world's leading gold mining companies with the aim of stimulating and maximizing the demand for and holding of gold by consumers, investors, industries, and official sectors. Did you catch all of that? This World Gold Council is an organization formed and funded by the world's leading gold mining companies. I guess you'd see Barrick would be at the top of that list, perhaps. Whitewater Sand might be in that list. Some of these gold companies, the gold miners would be in there. I don't know whether the treasuries, the mints would be involved in that. The central banks may very well be involved in that. These are all gold mine, gold companies, you know. The Gold Council has been instrumental in working to lower regulatory barriers to the widespread ownership of gold products. That's a good thing. Everybody should have the opportunity to own whatever commodity they want to own, I would think. Nevertheless, helping to develop distribution systems and promoting the role of gold as a reserve asset in the official sector. And many people speculated that the reason why we went into Iraq twice, not once, but twice, bombing them into the oblivion in various places, destroying their schools, wiping out their civilian population and spreading depleted uranium all over the region was because Saddam Hussein intelligently wanted to delink, going against the earlier agreements, but he wanted to delink the sale of gold or the sale of oil and natural gas from the U.S. dollar. He was looking ahead at where the United States was likely to go, and Jorge Bush and company didn't like the idea. Of course, Iran also was into the, is and perhaps still is into the gold-backed dinar. So they're all looking at going to gold, and they're going to gold, whether we go with them or not. And so this Gold Council here has been instrumental in working to lower regulatory barriers to the widespread ownership of gold. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the second half hour of the first hour of the Tuesday, March the 17th, 2009, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local. The call-in numbers remain 866-841-1065. And, of course, our Oracle chat room is open and active. Jump on in there right away. Lots of good conversations always in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room. Back to this article and closing it out, discussing this Dubai Gold ETF. Is it a good investment? Question mark. Well, the SPDR Gold Trust is the largest gold ETF by assets in the world. And if you'll notice, it is probably one of the most heavily traded. It's been running in the top two and three of the most heavily traded funds or stocks or securities, however you want to look at it, on the market. And it's running in the millions of shares daily. And their prices are higher than anything else that I can see. You know, GM is down in, you know, a couple bucks, $2 and change. You know, Citigroup is down a cup of coffee for a share of stock. You know, if you make that with cream and sugar, we'll throw in an extra share of stock for free, that kind of thing. Well, the gold exchange-traded funds are not going that way. They're very, very strong, good pricing, and lots of shares trading hands. So there's much to find out on that. Let's go to another one. Quite some time back now, if you remember when there was this great frenzy under the Bush administration about giving up the security contracts on our various ports, and the United Arab Emirates came in as a bidder on that, oh, what a flurry of excitement there was. Everybody wringing their handkerchiefs and throwing red flags on the field. But the bottom line is that they'd already been held by British firm, something like steamships or something like that. I looked it all up and have got a file on that someplace. But nevertheless, Dubai Ports World is one of the largest cargo port groups around, and they were looking at taking over the port security. But you know, it's just simply the ignorance and the arrogance of the American people, and they're, you know, and ignorance, underline, highlight it, put it in pink, whatever. It's the ignorance and the arrogance of the human, you know, the people in the United States of America that we don't know some of this stuff that's out there. And of course, for those that are on the internet, we're, you know, rapidly coming up to speed into the 21st century, but a whole gob and a bunch of people in this country are still, you know, knocking along and just after post-World War II America. Haven't really gotten past the Wally and June Cleaver stage yet, you know. It's frightening, almost. Nevertheless, here's an article off Bloomberg by Henry Meyer and Camilla Hall. Qatar thrives on natural gas as companies and workers flee Dubai. Now, who knows where Qatar is? Who knows where Dubai is? Where is the United Arab Emirates? What is an emirate? How many emirates are there that have united? Anybody got a clue? Look in the Persian Gulf region and you'll have a lot of these questions answered for you. But basically we're talking about a little crescent of land. If you want to look at it as about 270 degree circle, if you were to take the southwestern shoreline of the Persian Gulf and go round in a 270-degree circle from the Strait of Hormuz back up around, you'll go across just about everything that we're discussing here. It's a strip of land, you know, it's like 1 inch deep and, you know, many miles of coastline long, largely because if you stand in at Qatar or if you go to Qatar, if you stand in any of the in Dubai, and look at your back, you're going to see nothing but sand for as far as this, you know, sand can go, I guess. And there's this little strip of developed land that's just not very wide at all. I don't know exactly, haven't been there, haven't Googled and flown over there to visit Google Earth. But nevertheless, it's basically just this gleaming little narrow coastal development like Santa Cruz or Monterey Bay or San Francisco or something like that, Seattle. It's a development along the coast of the Persian Gulf. And there are seven emirs that make up the United Arab Emirates, unless they've consolidated and dropped to six or something. But when I was looking in my encyclopedias, they list seven. So Qatar is on the north of this. It would be in the 270-degree range if you were to just start with the Gulf of Hormuz as 0 point, somewhere in there, three quarters of a circle around, of this bay, this very large place, and there's an island out there and so on and so forth. But here's the article. As Dubai scales back, plans to build a waterfront development twice the size of Hong Kong Island. Hello. I'll say that again. As Dubai scales back, plans to build a waterfront development twice the size of Hong Kong Island, 30,000 workers off the coast of Doha in Qatar are constructing a $14 billion luxury residential project called The Pearl. And when I was looking up this region initially, I was looking at International City being built, and boy, there were all kinds of articles and artist drawings, graphics, renderings, and things like that on the internet. And at the time, and this was some years ago, but at about the same time that the Bush squawk was going on about the ports in the U.S., you could buy a condominium in International City and Dubai for around $60,000. That was an intro condo. Well, we're not talking intro condos here. This $14 billion luxury project called the Pearl is a horse of a camel of a different color. The first residents will move into condominiums costing as much as $1.4 million, on a man-made island this summer. Now, where are all these people going to come from? Well, obviously, a lot of the Bush Cheney people will probably flee over there. I would imagine. I think that Dick and Lynn Cheney have bought condos in Dubai, in that area, Qatar, perhaps. They'll be moving back and forth and staying away from the American people so they don't get strung to a lamppost every time they go out in public. That's my opinion, not the network's. But nevertheless, the first residents, again, are going to move into these condominiums costing as much as $1.4 million on a man-made island this summer. It seems we don't really care about how much things cost when cost is not an option, not a consideration. The man-made island this summer and boutiques, including Sonia Riccial and Stefano Ricci, are already doing business on the marina looking out onto the Persian Gulf. From the quayside, where yachts are moored, building sites are visible in the distance with cranes stretching up into the sky. Gas-rich Qatar, the Gulf's fastest-growing economy, is spending more than $100 billion in the next 3 years on projects including a new financial district and international airport. This comes as Dubai suffers a real estate crash, spurred by its dependence on banking and tourism, and the region's oil-producing economies, such as Saudi Arabia, dip into the reserves to avoid recession. So there is not all things are not necessarily gleaming gold in Qatar. But it doesn't look like it's a problem. Qatar doesn't seem to have any problems. The money is there, said Lionel Charlie, the chairman of the French luxury design company, Charlie Designer Studio. You just see this. Folks, I've been in civil engineering, architecture, land surveying, development, etc., construction, most of my working life. And I've already got a clear picture of what this Lionel Charlie might look like from the Charlie Designer Studio. I've had to interface with these people on numerous occasions, not this firm, but others like it, architects, engineers, the people who wear the pink sweaters and the white slacks and that sort of stuff. It just almost vomitous. Nevertheless, after visiting Dubai in an office in Doha, in Dubai, here's a quote, in Dubai, everyone is talking about the crisis, close quote, he said from Paris. A sheikdom smaller than the state of Connecticut with a population of about 1 million, Qatar in 2008 had the world's second highest per capita income at 101,000 after Liechtenstein. It hurt less than neighbors by the slump in the oil prices to $47 a barrel from more than 147 last July because of a bet its rulers made 25 years ago, and that is natural gas. As a liquid natural gas exporter today, Qatar is the world's largest exporters of liquefied natural gas, LNG. Most of the LNG is sold on 25-year contracts, which, although renegotiable, aren't subject to the same price volatility as oil. LNG prices paid by Japan, the biggest importer, notice he didn't say America, is Japan. In other words, they fill them up over there in the Persian Gulf and sail south, go roundabout, stay close to shore, come right back up, and bingo bango, Okinawa, here we come, Tokyo, Hiroshima, Nagasaki. It's not coming this way, folks. It's going into the east from the east, and that's why they're prospering and we're not. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth a thousand keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, and they're going through this rather lengthy article on Qatar, trying to understand a little bit more about the Persian Gulf region, some of the things that we're not hearing in the news, some of the things that are out there in the news, and I don't watch the news, so I really can't say that for a fact. I haven't had a television set in my life, don't really want one either, so I can't tell you, you probably tell me what's on the news, and if you know all of this stuff, well then it's all old news to you, but it's certainly not old news to me, although some of this has crossed my path in research in the past. Nevertheless, back to the article again. With the world's third largest natural gas reserves after Russia and Iran, Qatar plans to more than double liquefied natural gas output to 77 million tons a year in 2011. It'll earn more than $153 billion in gas sales over the next 3 years, so really that's only $50 billion a year. That's not much. But when you consider that this is a tiny little burg in a tiny little spot, then they definitely have got some money, and we're going to see that they got lots of do-re-mi, or as Derry Brownfield would say, gobs and bunches of it, straight ahead. That means the government will continue to post budget surpluses and can finance 60% of the planned investments. According to the Doha-based unit of HSBC Holding PLC, notice the way that the government is involved in this financing, underwriting, but also understand that we also are underwriting and financing these sorts of things. And these are public-private partnerships. And I don't know how deeply invested they are with the International Monetary Fund, if they do so at all. But the government here is financing 60% of these planned investments. These would be planned communities, sustainable development. I'm confident they're doing green building left and right. Science and technology. Construction of a deep water port is to start next year amid expansion of a science and technology park and an education hub. This isn't a bunch of camel jockeys wearing towels, folks. All right? These people are moving and grooving. They got some money in their pocket. Qatar is also building an energy quarter and new installations for liquid natural gas exports in partnership with companies including Royal Dutch Shell, ExxonMobil, and ConocoPhillips. The Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani. I guess we could just stop right there. You know, it could be Mustafa bin Wadi or bin Bush or bin Blair. Wadi al-Blair. Wadi al-Blair. What does it take to be an Arab? Who is an Arub? Any person that dons the dress and assumes the customs and the traditions of the people can be an Arub. It's not a bloodline from the Illuminati. Anybody can be. And how long were the British in control of that area? How much influence has come and gone from Israel, ISIS, Ra'anel, Baal worshippers? How much influence, how much intermarriage, how much, what's going on in the region? Who can be Arabs? Who are the Arabs? There are Arubs. Sheikh Hamad bin Khalafi Al Thani. Maybe his grandfather is Irish and his grandmother is English. Who knows? Who deposed his father in a bloodless coup in 1995, accelerated the development of gas by plowing billions of dollars into building facilities to export liquefied natural gas, which is a natural gas chilled to a liquid form and then transported by ship. By the end of 2010, 14 LNG plants are due to be operational. You've seen those ships. They kind of look like humpback whales coming into Seattle, into the port facilities there. They look like kind of humpback whales. They've kind of got a bubble on the back, on the top of the ship, basically. And it's just a huge liquefied natural gas tank, just like you see on the back of the propane delivery truck that comes by your area, fills up your heating tanks. The leadership has, quote, put the country onto a very fast growth rate with measured steps, and Raji Joseph, Raji Joseph, Director of Corporate Finance at Qatari branch of KPMG, the auditing and consulting firm, said. At the Pearl, this is back to the Pearl again. Remember the Pearl? This is the $14 billion luxury residential project that's being built at the Pearl. Two young women wearing jeans and high heels under their traditional black Islamic robes. My, oh my, what a thought that is, huh? Wonder what kind of underwear they were wearing. You think that they're just a bunch of, you know, cowl ragheads, right? No, they just wear traditional black Islamic robes. They were shopping at a French luxury retailer, Hermes International SCA, leaving the store with shopping bags and orange leather Hermes handbags under their arms. They waited for a chauffeur-driven car to pick them up. In the city's restored Souk Waqif, Doha's oldest market, diners crowded tables on the terraces of upscale restaurants. You think these are camel jockeys, folks? Hello, Baba. Wake up. Wake up. World exception. While the world experiences recession in 2009, Qatar's economy is forecast by the IMF, there's that International Monetary Fund that we've talked about here, to expand at the fastest rate in more than a decade, 29%. The median growth estimate of seven economists surveyed by Bloomberg is 9%. So the lowest, the median, the smallest growth here is 9%, and the IMF projects them as growing at about 29%. You put your money in Qatar, in their economy, and you could see resilient returns on your investment. Saudi Arabia, the world's or the largest Arab economy and the world's top oil exporter, expects a 65 billion riyal, 17 billion U.S. deficit this year after posting a record budget surplus of 590 billion riyals in 2008. Standard Chartered PLC in January cut its growth forecast for the kingdom to 1%. So there's a little bit of difference going on here between Saudi Arabia and the Sauds and the United Arab Emirates. The United Arab Emirates economy, meanwhile, will contract by between 0.5 and 1% in the first half before recovering to annualized growth of 0.5%, Standard Chartered said. Dubai, the second biggest UAE sheikdom, ran up $80 billion of debts to banks to become a financial and tourism hub. They violated some problems there, didn't they? Violated some of their principles. Villas on hold. See, Dubai's having some problems. Qatar's not. These sheikdoms are sheikdoms. They're like separate little countries or, I don't know, maybe states. But they're united together. Dubai's not doing as well right now. Maybe got into a little bit too far into bed with the United States of America. And after this little coup, Qatar Sheikh is taking different directions. But anyway, once again, and back to this again, it says the villas are on hold. The government-owned real estate developer, Nakheel PJSC, has financing for only 700 villas at Dubai's waterfront project after planning to build 10,000. At Emirates, the Sheikhdom's airline, announced on March the 11th that it'll reduce weekly flights to Shanghai and Beijing. State-owned Qatar Airways Limited said the same day that it'll add 6 routes to Australian and Indian cities next winter and raise frequency on other routes at the end of this company. So we can see a power shift here moving from Dubai to Qatar. The Qatari arm of Vinci SA, the world's biggest construction company, got 2,500 applications last month. When it advertised in Dubai, only 400 kilometers or 250 miles away, for 100 white-collar jobs. The company, based near Paris, is about to start building the world's longest bridge between Qatar and Bahrain. The $4.5 billion project is expected to employ 10,000 people. It's much easier to hire here than it was a year ago, said Gerald Mill, chief executive officer of Vinci's joint venture with state-owned Qatar, DR. Quote, we put the ads into Dubai and it worked immediately. So there's a transfer of wealth. There is a transfer of people. There are transfers going on all around the region. There's much more that we could go on. I've got stacks of other gold and silver news and things like that. But I think what we'll do is start the next hour going back to our study of equality a little bit, so that we can understand clearly and distinctly the difference between the equality that our founders were considering, the equality of opportunity, versus the modern age equality of outcome, the collectivist foolishness. And then with this information, we'll be better off because we'll be able to understand what is really the rotten worm inside of the apple. That is the eye of the American people, pretty much ruining Martha Washington's apple pie, so to speak, with this twisty collectivist worm. Stay right with us. We will be back on the other side and begin hour two here on Become Vocal Local.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Sound transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Tuesday, March the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's broadcast. We're coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. There's a couple of ways that you can become interactive on today's broadcast. First, you can sign in and pick a name on the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room, or you can pick up the telephone throughout the remainder of this broadcast and call in. It's area code is 512. It's 904-8014. That's from the Austin, Texas area for those with unlimited long distance, or really, face it, folks, a 5 or 10 minute call doesn't cost you that much. Just pick up the telephone, call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can also call toll-free, Penny Pinchers, 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. And always, you can easily reach me. You've got news, guests, show topics, ideas, thoughts, criticisms, complaints, improvements, etc. Just send me an email. It's host@vocallocal.org, host@vocallocal.org. You can go and visit the little website, www.vocallocal.org. Check it out. There's a document there. It's called Plan B. It's not the definitive statement. It is not the Rubik's Cube or whatever you want to call it. It's not it was never intended to be the end-all, be-all. But it was a crystallization of my thoughts as I was preparing for a radio broadcast on Mike Chambers' broadcast, Midnight Rider. And it turned out to be about a 20-page thing. And you can go and read it there. It gives you an idea of how I prepare for guest appearances on some broadcasts. But it lays out my basic idea that we're not going to find any relief from the established two-party political system if we continue to try and create 3rd, 4th, 5th, 8th, 12th, 16th, whatever, 34, 64, 128. Doesn't matter how many parties you have. Such as you begin badly, you can't help but to end badly. And the political party system, since the founding of this nation, at least in Britain, the idea of representation was transferred substantially. The idea of a representative government was transferred substantially, and that those that are elected to offices really do not represent their constituents. They represent their constituencies, which is a different process. They represent the parties that brought them to power. And so we need to understand that, and we need to divorce ourselves from any support of political parties. But in order to get rid of the political parties, I believe we're going to need to embed within those political parties, gain majority positions on them, and then vote them out of existence. Short of an armed revolution, I can't see of any more effective, more rapid, more easily accessible method that is available to us. And it's all statutory, legal, lawful, and orderly, if you will, within our representative system of government. So we need to look at those parties with a clear mind and focus on getting those parties off our backs. We don't need the middleman. We don't need the intermediary. We have a constitution which has been basically trashed and set aside by these political parties and all of their various hacks and all of the people that are financing them, like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the various media entities that have been created, and the big money around the world. Much of that force has been coming out of the Europe, out of the black nobility, at least it was during the roll-up of our country. Many other players are involved in this now. There's a lot of good reasons why they would want to move the financial center from New York City to Dubai, for instance. Most people can't even spell it, don't even have a clue where it is. So the more that we can become globalized and the more that we can transfer our centers, our great intellectual centers around the world, the easier it is to control the people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back again right here on Become Vocal Local. We're going to put away all of the economic news. We're going to go back to a little bit of philosophical radicalism here. We're going to learn a little bit more about what is meant by being created equal. You know, we started out yesterday going into the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, I start the broadcast off every morning that if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. Because one of the things I want to do in this broadcast on a regular basis is to help you to understand clearly just what is meant by the pursuit of happiness and how important it is, and the fact that we have lost just about all of that pursuit, not only in our own lives, but because of the way that our educational system and the media and the government and the people behind it all, the man behind the curtain, they desire to have us not understand what the pursuit of happiness is. But so many people, you know, they grovel around at the feet of Thomas Jefferson. Boy, I like Thomas Jefferson. I've got a lot of stuff from him. I use quotes from Thomas Jefferson regularly. I think he was a philosophically radical person, a man ahead of his times. A person is a different terminology. I don't try to wean myself from that, but I from time to time slip up and use the corporate identity. But nevertheless, Thomas Jefferson was a man among men. Somebody that we can look at, but as far as whether he was Christ-like in his ability, you know, walked on water, even though he was penning these words, the Declaration of Independence, when he too was 33 years of age. Or is that 33 again? Nevertheless, here's a little bit of insight, just a little bit more to get us back, get our feet on the ground. This is out of a book written by Thomas Paine, selected work of Thomas Paine, Citizen Paine, Citizen Tom Paine. The editor here is Howard Fast. It's a part of the Modern Library series. If you're not familiar with the Modern Library series, go to a used bookstore, and you'll find in most every used bookstore several volumes from the Modern Library series. It was a huge learning library that was published in largely hardbound quartos. They're small hardbound books, but you could buy them either in this compressed size or you could buy them in the larger size, and either one of them is economical and excellent. If you can find them, add them to your library. I have a book antiquarian bookseller that has a list of the various volumes that I'm looking for, and from time to time I get to my post office box and find another memo or a note that says that another Modern Library book has arrived, and you can purchase them for very small amounts of money. But this one is the Modern Library edition here, published, copyrighted in 1943 and 1945 by Howard Fast. And this, again, is about Thomas Paine. It's his Tom Paine, the selected work of Tom Paine and Citizen Tom Paine. It includes most of his most popular and widely known writings. But I find this introduction rather telling. Right in the beginning, the introduction here, it goes along this line. Hardly was the American Revolution finished when the seeds were sown for the Federalist plot, which ultimately shook the young nation to its very foundations and almost destroyed it. More will be said of this conspiracy later. You think we have conspiracies today. But now I would like to recall one incident. It concerns a letter which John Adams, one of the Federalist leaders, sent to the traitor Timothy Pickering. In it, Adams said contemptuously, quote, "There's not an idea in it," parenthetically, the Declaration of Independence, "but what had been hackneyed in Congress for 2 years before," close quote. Do you understand what the word hackneyed is? It's just been bannered about, it'd been covered 1,000 different ways to Sunday. Hackneyed phrases, not an idea in it. In the Declaration of Independence, but what had been hackneyed in Congress for 2 years before. Here's the continuance. Jefferson, the well-loved and trusted leader of the Democratic forces in America, had been for some time the foremost target of the Federalists. But he knew how to take care of mudslinging. Quietly, he answered. Here's a quote from Thomas Jefferson. Quote, "I did not consider it as a part of my charge to invent new ideas altogether, and to offer no sentiment which had never been expressed before, not to find out new principles or new arguments never before thought of, not merely to say things which had never been said before, but to place before mankind the common sense of the subject. Neither aiming at originality of principles or sentiments, it was intended to be an expression of the American mind," close quote. And continuing here, the author says, "The italics are mine, but it is no accident that so many years after Jefferson refers to the ideas incorporated in the Declaration of Independence as common sense." The self-same title of Paine's first and most far-reaching work. And the phrase expression of the American mind is one of the most important clues not only to the writings of Paine and Jefferson, but to the whole democratic system that sprang from their times. And we can question his use of the democratic, but really, for what he's doing, we can leave it in. The difference, however, between the writings of Paine and Jefferson is the difference between an almost uneducated working man and the foremost philosopher of the culture of democracy that the 18th century produced. Now understand that here, our author, our editor, Mr. Howard Fast, is painting a glorious picture for democracy, the culture of democracy. But also understand that Thomas Paine is well known not only in the United States and the colonies at the time, but also in England and in France, Europe, as the father of republicanism. So there is a distinction that's being drawn here. And we need to also understand that in the 1940s, when this book was published, there was an all-out, all-court press, a full-court press, to bring in the concept of social democracy. So I think you got paid extra every time you could find a way of using the word democracy. Nevertheless, both Paine and Jefferson knew otherwise, were immensely sensitive to the people. I should refinish this. The question most often asked about Paine is how he did it, a question no one asked concerning Jefferson. So much of a fetish has the idea of formal education become. That's important. It'll be key to our understanding of equality. So much of a fetish has the idea of a formal education become. Paine never hid his lack of education. He had read very few books. He never studied in the formal sense. Yet this very fact is looked upon suspiciously, a sort of ridiculous hindsight that accuses Paine of ostentatiously wearing the clothes of the common man, clothes he didn't own. So not everybody agrees with some of the statements that he said. Well, I'm just a simple man, I'm a common man. So he was a simple man, he was a common man, but very little of note about him personally is known. And certainly, Benjamin Franklin's lending library and a subscription library and the other libraries that were coming on us and at us in the colonies at the time made a lot of books available for anyone that would actually seek them out. Whether Paine did that or not, I do not know. But I do know that books were terribly expensive in the day, and that it was unlikely that he owned personally a large library. We'll be back right on the other side and continue our study of equality.
How to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Thank you.
You know, you read Latin on the air sometimes and everybody wrinkles their nose and wants to run away, but it's interesting to me. I do a lot of reading, love reading, spend most of my time voluntarily ensconced in my library reading and reading and reading and reading, trying to gain a better understanding of the world that we live in, and then I try and bring out whatever few gems I might be able to find in all of these tomes to my listening audience. One of the words that came to my knowledge over the weekend, reading in the law, Black's Law Dictionary, the 8th, suppressio veri, or viri, suppressio viri. It's a Latin phrase. It means this, the suppression of the truth, a type of fraud. How long have we been in the thrall of suppressio viri? How long has the truth been suppressed from us? And what manner of fraud is this? And why would somebody set out to fraudulently deny us of the truth? I don't know. But I find it really irritating. It's so irritating that I'm willing to devote as many hours of the day as I can to getting the word out, even if it is just standing in my living room talking into this microphone, staring at my coffee pot on the stove over there. Nevertheless, let's go back into this book. Started this yesterday. We've talked out of it from time to time in the past. We're going to come back to this book quite frequently, I think, for a while, largely because it's extremely well-researched and very well-written. This is a free-to-choose, a personal statement by Milton and Rose Friedman. Can't say that they're perfect in all things, but I have not yet found any major disagreement. I would probably laugh and sing and have drinks with them if we were found ourselves at a party or something. I don't think I would have a bone to pick with these people and probably sit at their feet and listen carefully to what they have to say. But this is from Chapter 5, Created Equal again. It started off, equality, liberty. What precisely do these words from the Declaration of Independence mean? You know, I've had contests on air here for people to call in and tell me how it was that the words, the pursuit of happiness, found their way into the Declaration of Independence. First time that contest was run was on the Midnight Rider broadcast when I was one of the nights when Mike Chambers was moving from Oklahoma to city to the country, to the farm. And I stood in for him doing my feeble best to not imitate, but at least to keep the ride live. And we had quite a few callers call in, but not a one of them had it on the mark. Some had a pretty close idea. But I've done that contest a couple times on different networks and a different broadcast, and yet no one can really give me a definitive answer. I think I know how the pursuit of happiness found their way into the Declaration, but certainly it wasn't from Thomas Jefferson. It came from Benjamin Franklin. But there's much about this concept of the pursuit of happiness. There's much about all of this that has to do with equality, liberty. You know, the French Revolution, liberty, equality, fraternity, the bywords, fraternity. A lot to be learned in all of that, but let's go in this again. We left off yesterday going through this. I'm just going to go over it one more time. You know, I don't know how many times I could read this stuff and give tests on it every day and how many people would score, you know, 90% or 100. So I can't see any damage in repeating myself from time to time. But again, when Thomas Jefferson at the age of 33 wrote All Men Are Created Equal, he and his contemporaries, did not take these words literally. They did not regard men, or as we would say today, persons, as equal in physical characteristics, emotional reactions, mechanical and intellectual abilities. Let's just drop down. The clue to what Thomas and Jefferson and his contemporaries meant by equal is in the next phrase of the Declaration, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so, and rightly so, I believe, in Milton and Rose Friedman's minds when they wrote it, men were equal before God. Each person is precious in and of himself, and dear listeners, you can take this word person and do a word study on it and come to your own conclusions. I won't bring it up too much or bash them, the Friedmans, for using it, but I think he was better off when he said men were equal before God. You could simply say each man is precious in and of himself. and get rid of the personality of man or the costume of man or the corporate nature of man in the modern ages. But he has unalienable rights, and unalienable is a huge, huge study in itself. It goes right back to many aspects, but if you study the writings of Sir William Blackstone in the commentaries on the laws of England, or Sir Edward Coke, or any of the British jurisprudes, you can find out much more about this concept of alien, unalienable, or lien. The key phrase in there is lien, putting a lien on somebody's property. Unalienable rights, huge concept, but unalienable rights, rights that no one else is entitled to invade, and he is entitled. You might even do a study on entitlements and understand that. There's a title in there, isn't there? There's a title in that word. You have title to these things. They are your property. And, of course, we've gone through the Galambos thing. We don't need to do that today. We'll go back to Galambos again in the future. He is entitled to serve his own purposes and not to be treated simply as an instrument to promote someone else's purposes. And that's important. And this is what was in the mind of our founders. I don't care whether they were little white lambskins and, you know, bowed to the east or not. This is what was in their minds. They were looking at another time, another place, another age, trying to create a long-lasting form of government. And it has lasted as long as any constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government ever established on this planet. Liberty is a part of the definition of equality, not in conflict with it. But I have to say that if you were going to sit down, and perhaps it's out of my reach right now, or I could grab a dictionary, my favorite one is over on my other table, but if you were to define liberty, you would not be able to define liberty without first defining freedom. But from freedom then comes into liberty. You know, you're on liberty. You're on shore leave. You're not free to do anything that you want to do. You still have a string around. You still have your choke chain on. You still have the leash hanging off the back of it, you know. You're going to be jerked back onto that ship or back onto the military post or back to service again when your liberty hours are done. So liberty has a little bit of a trouble there, but freedom definitely is big. But you go from freedom to liberty, and then from liberty to equality. He says liberty is part of the definition of equality, not in conflict with it. Equality before God, personal equality, is important precisely because people are not identical. And we went into that a bit yesterday. Don't need to reiterate it today. Personal equality requires respect for the right, their right to do so. That's other people. I like to say that they're, your rights end where the rights of another person begins. Your liberty ends, you know, where the liberty of another person begins, if we're in a rightly ordered society. Jefferson had no doubt that some men were superior to others, that there was an elite, but that did not give them the right to rule others. Remember from Thomas Paine. Should just reach that.
See if I can get that quickly.
Let's see if I can. Oh, that's in a different book altogether.
Let's see if I can grab that quickly.
See, it's nice to have a stack of books around me. Here we go. We go back and touch on this higher law background of American constitutional law and see if we can't pick this up rather quickly. The biographical note, background to higher law. Here we go. Let's go back to Thomas Paine. Started with Paine. Let's go on with Paine. The Reformation superseded an infallible pope with an infallible Bible, and the American Revolution replaced the sway of a king with that of a document. That such would be the outcome was not unforeseen from the first. In the same number of Common Sense, which contained his electrifying proposal that America should declare independence from Great Britain, Paine also urged a Continental Conference. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio.
First Amendment and the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. Those call-in numbers are 512-904-8014 out of the Austin area and 866-841-1065 from around the world. Toll free. Back to this little quotation that I just started. I mean, go on and on and on with this stuff. And I've got tons of books to refer to, but I've got a stack of them around me. It just seems to keep growing. This is out of the Higher Law Background of American Constitutional Law by Edward S. Corwin, published by the Liberty Fund Books. But this quote is from Thomas Paine, reads this way. The conferring members being met, that is the Continental Conference, the conferring members being met, let their business be to frame a Continental Charter or Charter of the United Colonies answering to what is called the Magna Carta of England, fixing the number and manner of choosing members of Congress and members of Assembly, and drawing the line of business and jurisdiction between them. Always remembering that our strength is continental, not provincial. Securing freedom and property to all men, with such other matters as is necessary for a charter to contain. But where, say some, is the King of America? Yet that we may not appear to be defective, even in earthly honors, let a day be solemnly set apart for proclaiming the charter. Let it be brought forth and placed in the divine law, the word of God. Let a crown be placed thereon, by which the world may know that so far as we approve of monarchy, that in America the law is king. Love that quote from Thomas Paine. Back here again to our article chapter Free, Created Equal from the book Free to Choose, Milton Friedman. Just trying to help to understand, again, that he says Jefferson had no doubt that some men were superior to others, that there was an elite, but that did not give them the right to rule others. In other words, there was no intention on the part of the founders, at least some of them. Alexander the Hamilton, son of a Levine from the West Indies, that he was a bean counter through and through, recently finding himself in the colonies. I wonder sometimes whether he was a plant or agent provocateur. But I won't take everything away from him. He was eloquent in his writing, but that doesn't necessarily prove a man either. But nevertheless, the founders were looking at setting up a system of government that was not a Tory system of government. It was philosophically radical. There would be no king. If an elite did not have the right to impose its will on others, neither did any other group, even a majority. Every person was to be his own ruler. Provided that he did not interfere with the similar right of others, government was established to protect that right from fellow citizens and from external threat, not to give a majority unbridled rule. Jefferson had three achievements he wanted to be remembered for, inscribed on his tombstone. One, the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom, which became a precursor of the U.S. Bill of Rights designed to protect minorities against domination by majorities. Two, he wanted to be remembered for the authorship of the Declaration of Independence. And three, for the founding of the University of Virginia. Amazing. What an amazing man. The goal of the framers of the Constitution of the United States, drafted by Jefferson's contemporaries, was a national government, strong enough to defend the country and promote the general welfare, but at the same time sufficiently limited in power to protect the individual citizen and the separate state governments from domination by the national government. So it's democratic in the sense of widespread participation in government, but in the political sense of majority rule, clearly not. This was not in the minds of the founders the kind of a democracy that Aristotle wrote of, which basically was but one step removed from anarchy, friends. It was a different system. It was the system of deliberative assembly, of representatives coming together and debating issues pertinent to and important for the continuance and the expansion and the growth of our nation. Not some dogmatic or demagogic majority process. Similarly, Alex de Tocqueville, the famous French political philosopher and sociologist, that ought to go against him, follower of Auguste Comte, no doubt. You can't be a sociologist in his days without understanding what Auguste Comte's positivism and his catechism of the positive philosophy and his catechism of the positive philosophy and his catechism for the positive religion was all about. Nevertheless, de Tocqueville saw equality, not majority rule, as the outstanding characteristic of America. In America, he wrote, quote, the aristocratic element has always been feeble from its birth, and if at the present day it's not actually destroyed, it is at any rate so completely disabled that we can scarcely assign to it any degree of influence on the course of affairs. The democratic principle, on the contrary, has gained so much strength by time, by events, and by legislation as to have become not only predominant, but all-powerful. There is no family or corporate authority. America, then, exhibits in her social state a most extraordinary phenomenon. Men are there seen on a greater equality in point of fortune and intellect, or in other words, more equal in their strength than in any other country of the world or in any other age of which history has preserved the remembrance. This was written in the 1830s, lengthy visit. So just 50 years removed from the signing of this Declaration of Independence, this was the thought process or the outward and visible aspect that de Tocqueville witnessed and wrote about. De Tocqueville admired much of what he observed, but he was by no means an uncritical admirer. In other words, he wasn't just falling all over himself with this. Fearing that democracy carried too far might undermine civic virtue, as he put it, there is a manly and lawful passion for equality which incites men to wish all to be powerful and honored. This passion extends to elevate the humble to the rank of the great. But there also exists in the human heart a depraved taste for equality, which impels the weak to attempt to lower the powerful to their own level and reduces men to prefer equality and slavery to inequality with freedom. Listeners, this is the plague that's on our backs. It's one of the reasons why I really value reading these old poems, great minds and philosophers, because they point out what's wrong, what's deficient, where we went wrong in this system. I don't believe there's a thing wrong with the system. I think there's a great problem with the people who are running it. It is a striking testimony to the changing meaning of words that in recent decades, the capital D, the Democratic Party of the United States, has been the chief instrument for strengthening that government power which Jefferson and many of his contemporaries viewed as the greatest threat to democracy. In the name of the Democratic Party, of course. And it has striven to increase government power in the name of a concept of equality that is almost the opposite of the concept of equality Jefferson identified with liberty and Tocqueville with democracy. And that's what we're going to talk about here for the next couple of days. We're going to look at this distinction between the equality of opportunity, as our founders envisioned it, and the equality of opportunity, the equality of outcomes, outcome-based education, outcome-based this, outcome-based that, of the collectivist mindset of the global world cabal. Vast difference between the two outlooks. Minor shifts in our mental outlook will make major changes in the government of the near and distant future of this country. And I know I'm almost alone on this network as a champion for government, but I didn't sign on to be a yes man. I speak my mind from the basis of my research, and that's the best I can do. And when that's not sufficient, I need to go away and be quiet. I hope you can appreciate some of this stuff and find it useful and apply what you can, where you can, and when you can. It's a striking testimony again to the changing meaning of words in the recent decades. We could do an entire broadcast on the obfuscatory nature of the logical positivist linguistic syntactician, a mouthful in itself. But nevertheless, it's coming on us and at us. We no longer know whether it's the dog that is up in the tree and the cat is barking, or whether the cat is up in the tree and the dog is barking. We don't know whether we can use the word person or whether we use the word driver or drivers or all of these various and sundry other phrases that are common in our lives, because they've been enculturated. They've been cleverly used to confuse our minds and to jumble up our speech. We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us as we try and unravel our tongues and our minds.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Okay, we have returned to the last of this last segment of today's broadcast. We're talking about equality, the difference between equality of opportunity and the equality of outcomes. We'll come back to Friedman's book tomorrow, go into it a little bit deeper there. I want to go back to a book here, another one that we brought into this discussion, A Miracle That Changed the World, The 5,000-Year Leap, Principles of Freedom 101, basically a primer, an understanding of some of these basic principles that Cleon Skousen outlined in this text. And it's an interesting book. It's a good book. It's an interesting read. You may not agree with everything that you read in it. I certainly don't. But nevertheless, we agree on far more points than we disagree. And this concept of division, I mean, it flies in the face of biblical stuff. I mean, I should have just bookmarked it and put it up here on the book, on the stack of books today too, but you can go to Matthew 12 and 24 and read it for yourself. Just a rough paraphrase, you know, a house divided against itself or a kingdom divided against itself, neither can stand, both shall surely fall. But it's this worm that's come into our country, this worm that came into this country back over 100 years ago that sought to divide us on every ground that can be divided. We can be we've become a pluralistic country. Pluralism is another broadcast for itself, another day. Places we can go on, become vocal local, so that we can understand how all of these things are coming on us and at us, as Chris Gurney used to say on his American Exposé broadcast. And it's so important to realize that it's being used against us. And we can heal this gap. We can close this thing, get rid of it by holding it up to the bright light of day and exposing it for what it is and just put it aside. Jorge Bush was beside himself. He was virtually wetting his pants, gleeful that he was able to announce the first war of the 21st century as the troops poured into Afghanistan and Iraq. But what a shame, what a testimony. Is that something to be gleeful about? An unprovoked, unconstitutionally approved war, a superpower going in and stomping the snake snot out of a small, overly abused country like Afghanistan, over things like pipeline routes and poppy fields. Give me a break. Is this all the further we've come in 2,500 years? If this is it, then it's a deplorable situation. But I think that it's because we've been basically dialogued into this consensus. by the facilitators of this new global economy and this new global world order that we find ourselves where we do. Let's go back in here. Minorities is another one of these division stones, dividing blocks, stumbling stones. Minorities in any country consider themselves outsiders who want to become insiders. And why wouldn't they? You know, they set aside whatever it was, wherever they were, and they came here. And all of us are immigrants in one way or another, except for the Arapaho and the Pawnee and the Comanche and the Sioux and the Blackfoot and the others, the Algonquins and the Tlingits and the Athabascans. We're all outsiders coming here. And perhaps we could have and should have and have set up what may be the best place on the whole planet to live. But back to this text here. Minorities in any country consider themselves outsiders who want to become insiders. And as long as they are treated as outsiders, they do not feel equal. Talking about equality. The interesting part of it is that every ethnic group in the American society was once a minority. We are a nation of minorities in some regard. Some animals are, as George Orwell said in his book I titled yesterday's archive, all animals are created equal, though some animals are more equal than others. That's George Orwell, 1984. Again, there's no spot on the planet Earth where so many different ethnic groups have been poured into the same milieu as the United States. It was appropriate that America should be called perhaps the melting pot of the world. I can agree with some of that, and I can disagree vehemently with some of it as well. Especially when you understand that it is out of our customs, our tongues, our tribes, our creeds and traditions that all law is formed. Whether you want to call it the natural law or the common law, whether you want to call it statutory law or judge-made law, however you want to style it, it's out of our customs, our tongues, our tribes, and our creeds that our laws are formed. And so when it becomes a bit too much of a melting pot and people don't melt and we have a bunch of lumps all in the same pot and there's no heat under it, it's just a bunch of lump and there's no melt. It doesn't meld. It doesn't merge. It never has a common unity or community. Two things are especially notable about this. First of all, it is remarkable that the founders were able to establish a society of freedom and opportunity which would attract so many millions of immigrants. You see, all around the world, people are still looking for freedom and opportunity. Liberty, equality, fraternity, those come later. But freedom and freedom of opportunity, equal opportunity, that is the wild card. That's the draw. That is what is special about the United States of America, in my opinion. As we noted above, newcomers to any nation are not considered first-class citizens immediately. Human nature does not allow it. In some countries, outsiders are still treated with hostility after they have resided in those countries for 300 or 400 years. In the United States, immigrants or outsiders can become insiders much more rapidly. Nevertheless, the transition is painful. I must say that there's a vast difference between an immigrant and an illegal alien. One has crawled in your bedroom window after having broken the glass and seeks to go about like a raging lion and deserves whatever he gets as quickly as you can reach for it. An immigrant is someone who has approached the front door with humility and knocks on the door and asks to come inside. And who amongst us would refuse? But we have had, as the author here states, millions and millions of people wanting to come to the United States of America, and so we established immigration policies. Some of those immigration policies have worked against us, restricting immigration from Europe and England, where it rightfully should be the open tap, as though the Europeans and the British were not the settlers that created this nation, but we have changed the dynamic here. And it's an unfortunate scenario. But now even those immigration laws, even as skewed as they are, have been set aside for an open borders policy. And why? And why doesn't the spokespeople out there, Jerome Corsi and others, all those that talk about the Security Prosperity Partnership, or Glenn Spencer, those that talk about the borders and having the airplanes flying up and down. Why? Even after I've provided them with the information they need to know, and why do they refuse to discuss, or why do they elect not to discuss the United Nations International Migration and Development Agenda? It's the agenda behind the activity that keeps the borders of the whole world wide open as we move further and further into this global serfdom as these human beings. Just nothing more than the very image of being. As we talked about yesterday, you have to be politically socialized before you actually come away from the animal community and become a human being, according to the mind of the sociologists. A lot to that. That'd be a good topic for another day. But nevertheless, as we go from pasture to pasture looking for food to eat, you know, we talked about Dubai in the first hour, and in just a 250-mile journey around from Dubai to Qatar, those that are unemployed can find employment as the financial center moves over to Qatar, or Qatar, however you want to pronounce it, Q-A-T-A-R, you figure it out. But, you know, there's so much to understand, things that are driving us. Let's go in a little bit deeper into Skousen's book here, Crossing the Culture Gap. Being a minority, even in the United States, is painful because acceptance depends on crossing the culture gap. This means learning the English language with an American dialect, more or less, attaining the general norm of education, which in America is fairly high, becoming economically independent, which often means getting out of the ghetto, and becoming recognized as a social asset to the community, which always takes time. Usually it requires far more time than the minority group can patiently endure. But the impatience of a minority can only be an advantage. It expedites their assimilation by motivating greater effort to gain acceptance. In the United States, as a result, many members of a minority group are assimilated in a single generation. Others must wait until the second generation, and a few are still struggling in the third. But these are the exceptions. They can't quite get across the culture gap. Folks, there's so much to understand about equality. We have a special place to live on this planet. Let us keep it. And until tomorrow, thank you for listening, and good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Hope.
Hi, folks. Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice-over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.